Thank you again, Mayor, for joining us today. I think the topic on everyone's mind is masks. Recently, the city of Toronto and the region of Peel both made it mandatory for people to wear a mask inside a public indoor space, but Halton took a different approach. Why is that?
Well, of course, it is kind of a checkerboard thing across the province from what I understand right now, but four mayors and the regional chair plus the CEOs and the police chief and the medical officer of health for Halton, we were on a conference call just 3 or 4 days ago now. And, of course, I've always been guided, and I only speak personally, guided by the sentiments and the direction that the medical officer of health for the region of Halton gives us. And, of course, what she recommended was not the mandatory route for masks. So if she had come in suggesting or recommending it be mandatory, here's the person that's been right on there. So I just didn't want to, you know, be seen myself for sure, and I suspect I speak for the others as well. Not taking the advice of the medical officer of health, which we've been doing all along for no other reason, that's what I supported, because she's the professional, not us politicians, not being a doctor.
So let's say at the next council meeting, one councillor brings up the motion to make it mandatory in public spaces. Is there any appetite to make it mandatory, even if it's just Milton?
Well, you know, I'd have to take a sober second thought at that, voting against what the medical officer of health is suggesting. Now, I know, one medical officer of health in another region is maybe recommending it, and they probably have their reasons. So you'd really have to get into it medically, professionally, to see why one region would support it. When I say one region, other than for political reasons, and I can share with you and our listening audience, I've been getting pressure from both sides, not mandatory and making it mandatory. So it's probably something like beauty. It's in the eyes of the beholder what is necessary. So, and again, I come back personally being guided by the professional people, the doctors and medical officers of health, and giving us the best advice that they have in our particular instance.
In terms of next steps, is there anything the public can expect in terms of a decision or response to COVID-19?
Well, I rather suspect that you might find, and again, I don't know, but I predict that it could be just a political decision, depending on which way the wind is blowing. And, you know, in that old cliche of squeaky wheel gets the grease, be it good or bad. So I suspect that there could be a good political decision or a very bad one against recommendations, whatever those recommendations might be. So it's one of those cases, excuse the expression, damned if you do and damned if you don't.
And those decisions would be surrounding masks, correct?
That's right. The decision would be wearing masks. And, you know, and the funny thing of it is, too, as I understand, of course, you even heard Mayor Tory from Toronto, and that meeting that I alluded to, Chief Tanner, Halton Regional Police Chief, was on that call as well. And he indicated it would be very difficult, if not almost impossible, to enforce. So I refer to it again as, what good is a toothless tiger?
That makes sense. And let's move on to Milton and specifically patios. A couple weeks ago, you guys made the decision to allow extended patios on Main Street. Have you had a chance to walk down Main Street and kind of check out the crowds and how businesses are doing?
Yes, I have. And from what I've observed, not only have I been into one or two of them, I drive by quite often and have a look at how well they're doing. From my observation on driving by, I think most of them are doing reasonably well. From, you know, and again, I try to look at them at peak periods. And again, one of our, patios is more orientated to morning service. Even that, when I drove by the other morning there purposely to have a look about 7:30, and there was a good number of people taking advantage of that first thing in the morning. Not necessarily the lunch crowd or the dinner crowd, and they really are doing quite well as far as I'm aware concerned. Now, is it and has it been profitable for them in the past week? I honestly don't know, but I would only suspect that it's helping them a bit. And that's the whole idea of it all. Now, one of the things that the latest information that I get, I think we had about 20 applications. I think about 16 or 17 of them have been approved. So we're moving on it fairly quick to help those businesses.
Awesome, Mayor. Is there anything else you want to touch on before we wrap things up today?
Other than, a little belated, wishing all of our Miltonians and people in Ontario and Canada a happy Canada Day once again, a little belated. It was a little different celebration for Canada Day this past July 1st, as it has been in the past, but it's a great nation and celebrating our 153rd birthday as a nation. So happy Canada Day, everyone, a little belated.
Thank you again, Mayor Krantz, for joining us this week, and make sure you tune in next week for our conversation.